The more I try to hide my feelings, baby, the more heart gets in the way. And I won't let it be away. No. Girl, with me, it's better than the first time.
First time, your second time, your third time, yeah, so forth. We're doing it live on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. How y'all out there? Man, hope all is well. Peace be unto you. November 8th, 2021. You know what the topic is today is business fungibility. I hope y'all all right out there. I'm still waking up, getting my tea, my herbals in me. I was running a little behind on that this morning, but all is well. So I hope y'all feeling blessed that you're alive today, no matter what your circumstances is. And you could be a blessing to somebody else, man. Your situation, you could talk about it, or they could study you, or it's something that we could gain from each other or learn from each other, man, to bless somebody with, to help them in their struggle also. So that's how we look at that, man. Got to look at everything for what it is and find the good inside of it. Is like to be. Hey, tap in at Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, the website, and Almore Consultation LLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, Consultation LLC.com. If there's anything that you like and that you want to get further understanding on, you can go to the website and you can follow, leave your information there. We will get back to you. Go to the archives and something in there that perks your interest. Then give us a call for a consultation or whatnot. Also, you could go to queenkitty.net for your feminine products for when Miss Tay Baby on her feminine line for the ladies, for the gals out there. And for the guys, you know, you could buy for your woman too, man. They got products on there. She got products on there. I highly recommend that tightening gel. No, so that's at queenkitty.net, and that's Queen Kitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y. And Queen Kitty at Instagram. So, yeah, we're going to get into business formation today on really how to form business, really how to set your business up so you could get some fundability. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to get to that bag, you're trying to get some money, I mean, you're setting up a business, then you don't want to be spending your money to do business. You want to be able to have a selection of funding options. Yeah, you do. So setting your business up is real important on doing that, how to set it up. So a lot of times in the so-called black community, we don't understand business formation. We don't understand economics or none of that. So we set up business. We might go get an EIN. Hey, start doing business or register with the state, and boom, we can start doing business. But we don't understand the ins and outs of that and why we don't get credit for our business because of the way it's set up. A lot of times we got to use our cell phone. We using our home address. We in a low impoverished community with that, using that zip code. I mean, there's so many things that go into it, and that's the key to this this forum that we have here on Blog Talk Radio right here. It's more deeper than just filling out an application. You wonder, well, why I'm not getting this? Listen, it's discrimination going on at all levels, in business, everything, education, everything. The food, everything. The food is inferior in the area codes. You go to different area codes, you will see. So you have to understand that. And you have to understand how to form your business with a address that's going to be beneficial to you, that's going to help you. Okay, so that's some things that we need to understand. So even if you have to spend money on yourself, what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to listen. You have to invest into yourself in the business. So if you have to spend for an office space, say a virtual one, let's say you pay $200 a month, okay? So you pay, what, $2,400 for the year? Okay, that's an expense, right? That's a business expense, right, for the year that you write off, right? That's a business expense that you have to invest on, bam, for this office space. But that $2,400 for the year, you know how much credibility did that gave you for the year? You know, did that help you in one of your other areas? So you just add that into your pot. That's a write-off, though, but that's $2,400 right there. You just add that off into your pot of the things that you have to spend on your business for the year. And then that's how you go do your accounting. You go see what you're spending on it and see what you're getting out of it, and then see what your business gives back to you for you doing these things, okay? So, setting up, having a 411 number, having your number listed in 411 is important. People go call all the time, the vendors, creditors, lenders. They're going to be checking all the time. And you need to have a number. And a lot of times you need to have a live person answering. You need to have a live person answering the phone. You got your cell phone on there, answer the phone, hello, yo, what's up? You know all that, man. You got a business line connected, a personal line connected to your business, and you're not answering it professionally. So these are things we got to be aware of, and we got to get ourselves together. Understanding that you have to have, listen, I know in the hood and in communities, and people don't understand that, even as a whole, you don't understand when you setting up businesses, you have to do business with people. You can't just have a business and just expect people to come do business with you. You have to do business with people. That's what the business bureaus are for. That's what Duns and Bradstreet's for. That's what NAV is for. Those people that are reporting, some of them agencies that are reporting business and your credentials and keeping records of it. You need to be doing business, trade, and commerce. That's what go on. You got a bank account with a business bank account, and you ain't putting money in there daily, weekly, monthly. That's a depository. Banks are depositories. So we'll teach you how to understand the system of banking, how to manipulate the system of banking. That's all it is. It's debits and credits. So you need to be depositing money in there to show that your business is doing business, for one, and showing that your business is either growing or not. So if it constantly increases weekly, monthly, then it's going to show growth. And if it doesn't, then it's going to show otherwise. So these are things that you could use. When you go to borrow from people, when you go to borrow from lenders and stuff, they usually want to check back the last 90 days to 6 months of what you've been receiving. So you need to know for 90 days to 6 months, you need to have it booming on your record. You need to know if you got credit, if you got your credit cards and stuff and you've been using them, that you need to pay them off. You need to pay off all them balances. Don't have nothing in the negative and for them 90 to 180 days, because they're going to be pulling that type of stuff. So these are the type of things you need to know. So when you got the vendors, you need to have your vendors on there. You need to have your quills and your U-lines and stuff to get your toilet papers and your office supplies. Everybody needs pens and paper towels and toilet paper and disinfectants. And there's so many inkjets and stuff for your computers, and there's so many stuff you could buy, so much stuff you could buy. This stuff is going to be reported. So this is what you want. You want to have your trade accounts on there, and the more accounts that you have reporting, the better. The more accounts that you have reporting, the better. The more money that you have reporting being spent, the better. Another thing, you have to report financial statements. See, a lot of times people, we don't want people in our business. You don't want people in your business. You got bank statements and stuff you're doing business, but you ain't reporting them to nobody. You just keep writing down on these applications when you're submitting to people what you want people to know. That ain't verifying. You think that's sliding. You think that you send out an application, you're making this much a year, this and that, and that's sliding, that's going to get you somewhere. No, you need to have verifiable documents. You need to have your statements, your financial statements, with people like Dun, DeBradstreet, and Nav, and them people, where they can see your growth, where they can see what's going on. And then that's going to open up more for you for lenders. Yeah, if you got everything lined up, you got your I's dotted and your T's crossed, and your business is it. Then you're going to get it. You're going to get the money. You're going to get the lending that you're looking for. No problem. Y'all all right out there? This is Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Griff. It's Cooley Linebeck. So we're just going over business formation today. What's in your wallet? Yeah, what's in your wallet? You got a business, but do you have business fundability? Are you being funded? Do you have credit with your business? Or are you using your personal business credit? See? Are you being a PG? See, or is your business getting what you need to move, to buy new equipment, to buy new cars for your business? See, you have to set it up. You have to have accounts on there. So it's a certain number of accounts that you need even to get to that far. You need 8 accounts reporting to even get fleet credit funding, where you could go get the vehicles. See, you didn't know that. That's all you need is 8. And see, we got a package where we put together for you. We put 15 of them on there, I believe it is, 12 or 15. And we started you off a package with over $50,000 in credit. Just off the top, the different net 30 accounts and stuff that we apply to your business credit. And we have a business package for that. Yes, we do. And we have specials all the time. You guys have to tap into us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. And we have specials all the time for those packages. But we put them on there. So 5 accounts, if you get 5 accounts reporting from Dunn and Bradstreet and stuff that's reporting, that's your retail credit. You can get retail credit cards now for your business. That's right. So remember now, your personal credit needs to be congruent with your business credit. You know what I mean? You got to have the best, but you don't need to have no late payments and fags and stuff. You know, you just need to be, have your business, your personal stuff right too. 5+ accounts, that's your retail credit cards and stuff, just, your store accounts and stuff, they give you a good line, $2,500, $3,500, 5Gs, all of them type of stuff, okay? Then when you get to 8, when you get 8+ accounts, that's when you start getting to your fleet credit tier, when you start dealing with cars, trucks and stuff, being able to go get fleets for your company. And that's huge. So we automatically start you off with a package that's going to have you in fleet funding. As a matter of fact, we're already going to start you off with a package that's going to be reporting to more than a $10,000 high limit. So that's cash credit tiers and auto financing. So we will already be setting you up for cash credit and auto financing, because we will be putting the 14 accounts on there for you. And the 14 accounts go average. It averages about $50K will be put on this package for you. So this is huge. Let's see. We charge, I think it's 10%, 5% of that. Yeah, I think it's 5% of that. Yep. So yeah, you do the math. So that's what we charge you for putting that on there. Now it's up to you to spend. See, we've been putting accounts on there for people, and then if you just sit there and don't do the work, see, we coach you on how to guide it. You have to spend your money on yourself. Listen, if you've been to Walmart for the last 6 months buying stuff for your house or Sam's Club or whatever, they might give you a credit card, but you've been buying from somewhere that's not reporting and that you can't spend and pay them in 30 days, then you're doing an injustice to yourself and your business, because that's what you want. You want it to be not paying for 30 days, and then you want to be able to pay that early, halftime. You want to pay it at halftime. You don't want to pay on time. You want to pay before time. That's how you get a good business rating. You pay before time. Who do you think they're going to give it to first? Me? Okay, I got a good history. I pay on time. But you, your history is not as good as mine, but one thing you do got, you pay all your bills 2 weeks ahead of time. Man, the people know they're getting their money quick as you, quick as they give you the merchandise, you turn around giving it to them. That's how you get a good business rating. All right? Now, these are coaching tips, man. These are coaching tips I'm giving y'all. So we went on for the EIN, 14 accounts reporting on the EIN. That's what, like I said, that's what gets you to your cash and your auto finance. All right? There's some other little points. Your DUNS, listen, when you sign up for DUNS, a lot of people are not familiar with DUNS and Bradstreet. And DUNS and Bradstreet, they got the monopoly on the business credit. All right? So don't get caught up in the hype with you have to buy all these. Because I spent a lot of money buying stuff that they was recommended. Oh, buy this, $199 a month, all this, you can put this on there. Listen, the reports, people will report themselves, and you're going to self-report stuff to them. You don't have to go through that. They got the little simple stuff that you can do to get on their board. But the most important thing is the information that you give to them, because you don't want to go back in trying to change nothing because you're going to get a flag. So you have to make sure that with the information that you submit to them is thorough and that it's complete and that it can be verified. So if you're trying to give a cell phone, you're trying to give a address somewhere, because believe me, they're going to call, people might pop up. Everything needs to be verifiable, okay? And then you need to have when you go in there and set yourself up, you set up how many, depending on what your business growth predictions are, that's how you put down how many employees, how much you're predicting to make, and all this here. And remember, you're going to submit financial statements somewhere down the line. So you want to make sure that you just line everything up and it looks good inside of there. And you need to have somebody set that up that knows what Duns and Bradstreet is looking for. And that's where we come in at. That's what we come in at. We got comprehensive reports. We got Duns and Bradstreet dashboards for our companies. We go in there and we put the information. We submit the trade references to the businesses that we're doing business with. And then Duns and Bradstreet verifies it. Then they put it on your account. So, boom, just go into your accounts. Go build up your business credit so you can have a good Paydex. And you can have your other predictors and factors be congruent with good business lending, so you won't be a high risk. Because believe me, more than not, most of the businesses, especially if you're in urban community and you didn't start a business, you don't know nothing about business formation, then you more than likely you're a high risk to give some money, which is just another way to discriminate. That's why you need to know the ins and outs of business formation. And this for all of y'all. I don't care what you had. We ain't talking about, we heard what Michael Jackson said. We ain't talking about black or white. It don't matter if you're black or white. This is like if you in a certain zip code, if you're filling out something from a certain zip code, you're going to be discriminated against, because that's what they do. They discriminate against zip codes. They allot in money according to zip codes. So it would be best for you to get a zip code in a prominent area so you could be allotted what they're being allotted. You hear me? Okay. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Hope y'all all right out there. For more information, y'all can tap into the website, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. And also Al Moore, ConsultationLLC.com. That's Al Moore, ALMOOR, ConsultationLLC.com. Yeah, so. The bank, the depository, the banking depository system, and that was the deep thing that I had to learn. You notice, like I said, they always say, well, we need 90 days worth of your statements. Why is that? It's on a 90-day system. Okay, so you need to understand the system and how to remember that they enter deposits. That's how they make their money, deposits and all withdrawals, so that's how they get their fees. And it's just last one to y'all. All right. Oh, I'm going to Well, that tea had all the herbs in it. Ooh. Okay. So, yeah. So, let me go through some of this with y'all real quick. Okay, I'm not... So, I went over all that stuff. Business in a minute. Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, this part... your physical address, always making sure we already went through that, making sure that it's a real building. And I know it got to be where they could deliver mail to, not a P.O. box or a UPS address. Lenders frown on those type of things. So I'm just giving you the news on what they're looking for. Your business need to be listed with 411. They got listyourself.net out there. It's like $60 for the whole year. Boom, you know, you put your name on there, but you put the phone number on there and the information. Boom, they pop it. When they pop your phone number in, it's going to show that your business. All right? People, you know, toll-free numbers. That gives your business legitimacy. So you need to have a local business number for your listing with the folks with 411 and then have the 800 number. So that shows lenders, they think that's, you know, legitimacy. So you just want to play the game how the game's supposed to be played. The cell phone and stuff will get you flagged. They will write you down as an unestablished business. Take it from me. You know, that's what they would have on there. So you need to make sure, you know, you need to get you a business line. So set that up. These little things, little costly little things, $60 here, you know, a year, $50, $60 here a year. But, hey, you know, business expenses. But what are you going to get in return? You're going to be like Samuel and them saying, what's in your wallet? That's what we're trying to get to. What's in your wallet? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, business credit reports, business credit for agendas. Okay, so, you know, I'm just looking through some of that stuff. Because a lot of us, we want credit cards and we want all that type of stuff. Business, you know, business credit will give you 10 times more than personal credit. So, but you need to have your personal credit together, too. But the business credit really going to give it to you. So what we got to do is we got to set up those vendors. Listen, y'all, it's so important to understand this. Why would you go spend money at Walmart every month when you got vendors, the same kind of vendors that give you net 30 business accounts with the same product that you're going in there for? The same product that you're going in there for. So that's what you have to utilize that and be aware of. The same products. You go in there and you spend with these vendors that's on your business credit and that's going to report to the business bureau. So reporting the positive that you're spending money with them and paying on time, they're giving you credit and you're paying, showing your credit worthiness for lending. But you go to Walmart and Walmart ain't going to give you nothing but a receipt and you don't even know what to do with that. That's another story. But yeah, so you going to Walmart. Walmart not reporting nothing. So that's just the money seen, money gone. Yeah, so you go get the Quill, the Uline. You go look and see what they got. Oh, they got the same stuff I know. You like drink coffee? You like snacks? Yeah, they got a whole bunch of different vendors. You would be amazed at the different business vendors and stuff they have. And they have the same thing for your businesses as your home. So you just get to ordering and make your money work for you. That's what you call investing on yourself. That's what you call it, investing into yourself. And you can do that. That's what's going to get you more funny. Okay? And then they always, okay, so here we go. Net 30 accounts, right? So, you know, the net 30 accounts, they're going to give you the credit. You got 30 days to pay them, right? You can pay it any time within that 30 days, see? See, so don't sit back and say, oh, I got 30 days and wait for the whole 30 days and you'll be up late. No, you could pay any time within that 30 days. That's what you want to do. You want to pay it early, like I said. When you're paying it early and on to early, that's what they're looking for. That's what's going to help you. And you want to get your paydex score up. Okay, the benefit to the accounts is you're going to start establishing the net 30 accounts. It's going to start establishing your business credit. It's like having a personal credit. And you come out the womb, they say, oh, you got good credit, but it ain't no credit because you ain't ever established nothing. Nobody want to give you nothing. So you got to start getting these little bitty counts or whatever, and then they start giving you more and more. You're more trustworthy. It's the same thing in business. is no different. If you've been doing business but you haven't been reporting to the business bureau your business, then it's like you have never been doing business. I don't care if you've been doing the business for 15 years successfully. If you don't know nothing about Duns & Bradstreet, the Duns number, and business reporting, then you ain't been doing nothing to them. Yeah, it's like you blank. So it just, the Net 30 is going to allow you to start establishing your business credit file, okay, without putting your personal credit at risk, which means what? That means greater financing because, what, they give 10 to 100 times more money for business funding than personal funding, all right? Net 30 trade line also will help you save money and access the funds or assets you need to help you grow your business grow. Yeah, they definitely will help you save money because you ain't got to give it all up at once. You got 30 days to work, so you could get the product and do the moving. Yeah, they're giving you the product to work with. Yeah, you get the product to do everything you need to do, to handle your business and pay them people on time. That's what you got to do. As you establish more Net 30 accounts, reporting on your business credit reports, you establish a credit rating for the business. An established business credit report may help you qualify for other types of credit, for example, store credit, gas cards, and other financing opportunities. So remember, this is all savings. See, if you ain't got a store card and a gas card for your business, that means guess what? It comes out of your pocket. But everything that you can get that your business could spend, well, that stays in your pocket. See? You see how you separate the personal risk and liability and go over to the business side? That's what this is about. Okay. So as we've already discussed, the top business agencies is Duns & Bradstreet. Duns & Bradstreet is the largest business credit reporting agency. Let me get my spectacles because now I'm reading. You know, I use most of the freestyle, but I've been working through so many points that I got so I could go over them, then I could elaborate on them for myself and give it to you. But I want to go over some of these points in business so I can make sure that I'm on point and y'all on point and we on point. You dig? Okay. So Duns & Bradstreet is the largest business credit reporting agency. The D&B company works by issuing a payback score that is based on a Duns rating, which ranges from 1 to 100, and evaluates how well a company paid its bills in the prior year. Higher score means better payment history. Okay? Remember, that's the first company that's Duns & Bradstreet. The second one is Experian Commercial. Experian provides business credit evaluations as well as credit reports. Their system, known as Smart Business Reports, is responsible for assigning a business credit score that the company refers to as IntelliScore. Scores range from 0 to 100, with higher scores representing a lower, better risk. Number three, Equifax Small Business. Oh, y'all don't know all these business credit people? Oh, okay. Equifax Small Business, number three. It uses this data to assign different scores, like a business credit risk score, which ranges from 101 to 992. It predicts the likelihood a business will become 90 or more days delinquent over the upcoming 12 months. Equifax also generates a business failure score, which ranges from 1,000 to 1,610, and predicts the likelihood of a business going bankrupt within the next 12 months. A lower score indicates higher risk. Number four, CreditSafe. CreditSafe is one of the most used provider of business credit reports and owner of the world's largest business-to-business credit rating database. CreditSafe measures a business's risk rating by reviewing the payment performance in the next 12 months. All right. And I know a lot of us know a lot of the vendors, a lot of the vendors is out there. But it's a whole bunch of different ones. It's a whole bunch of vendors, so. It's not just one set, but a lot of times you talk about like office supply companies, like Crown Office Supply and stuff. So it's a lot of different categories that offer Net 30 accounts. So you're going to have like office supply companies that offer them. You're going to have like printing companies, accountants and bookkeepers offer that, creative agencies. Restaurants, manufacturers, retailers, and construction companies. So those are just a few. So you got companies like Strategic Network Solutions, They require $80 purchase, and you get $2,000 net 30 account. And they report the credit state. All right, so that'll be your one. Hey, you want one credit state? And then everybody talk about you know about summer office supplies. They require $80, and then they give you $2,000 net 30 account. They report the Equifax on tier one, and Dud and Rashi's on tier two. So that's important to know. So if you mess with summer, you want them to report the done, then you need to buy tier two. All right. Crown office supplies. They approve trade lines between $800 and $500, and they require to be in business at least 90 days. No derogatory or late payments. An annual membership is $100, not $199, $100. Must be paid before you can access your trade line. First minimum purchase is $30. See, so $99, $130, you will get reported on the trade line between $800 and $500. You see what I'm saying? That's for your business, okay? See, these accounts, a person like Legal Empowerment, we'll put these accounts on there. We'll put them on your business file for you already. And it'd be up to you to go pay the fee and then spend the $30 to access so they can report the line on here. They're going to give it to you. So you're approved for whatever, $800 to $5,000. So you're approved for $2,500. They're going to let you know until you spend $30. Or whatever the minimum is, doing it, you're not going to report this line. So, okay, so you approve, all right? But like, hey, am I going to spend $30 or I'll spend $100 to get $2,500 and reporting and credit? Yes, you are. So that's what you do, okay? So then you got Quill, okay? Quill requires initial purchase, may be required, and qualification is subject to credit approval. Receive $500 to $1,000 on your net 30 account. They report to Dun & Bradstreet. If you approve, they'll set up a good line of credit for real. And if you are denied, they will give you a 90-day prepaid program. After 90 days of consecutive ordering, Quill will assign a credit line to your account. That's how I started off. Yep, I had to buy stuff for them for 90 days. And I bought stuff for 90 days, and they gave me a credit line now. So, I mean, that's how you have to go through. Just buy a little stuff for the paper. Paper towel, hand sanitizers. They got the dispensers, all that type of stuff for your business, for your house, everything. So, you know, you're going into stuff like that. All right. They got new wig business. It's electronic. They provide consumer electronics. They got over 10 million products, so. That's, you know, you go in there, look. Listen, a lot of these stuff, sometimes a lot of this stuff is going to be stuff that you want, you know, or even need, but they're giving you credit and they're reporting it to the business world, which in turn is going to give you credit turned into money to finance them. So you might buy little stuff that you don't want, or you might have a gift that you got to buy for somebody, or buy an electronic for somebody. You might have to buy an electronic for yourself. Whatever the case, you need to spend money with the people that are giving you credit. So they require a DUN number and bank reference. You receive $500 to $1,000 for your net 30, and they report to DUN. And if you go select, you got to select the net terms tab under the My Account tab once you log in, and that's how you get in on there. Staples, you can get it for Staples, but they require a personal guarantee, though, if you're a startup business. But if you want to avoid that requirement, your company must not be more than 3 years old, have more than 10 employees, and bring in more than $2 million in annual revenue. So if you're less than 3 years old, you got more than 10 employees, and more than $2 million, you could get it. You got to create an account with them, and they report to them. Okay, then you got like Uline, same thing. You got Uline, Amazon, corporate credit applications. Okay, so just different ones. So we don't got to go into all of them. I just want y'all to know. Oh, listen, folks, always pay your invoices on, they say on, but I'm telling you the best kid to pay before the due date. And if you pay your bills early, that's going to build your business credit quick. And that's what I just want to tell you. Pay early. Get it and pay fast. And you're going to see your score, boom, and go up, and you'll be able to get your things that you want. Okay. Let's see. Let's go into what else tips I want to go to. So let's look at this one. Let's see what I want to give y'all. Yeah. Some secure loans. For the business, a loan builder program, secure loan. Okay, so let me give y'all some tips on the business loan so I don't qualify for it, all right? Okay. Writing a detailed, thorough business plan is essential to get any type of business loan. The lender will look carefully at the strengths and weaknesses of your business, including your credit trade lines with other businesses. See, that's the key. See how you doing business, how you paying. That's the key. That'd be the biggest key. Just like with your personal credit, they're looking at you, your payment history. That'd be the biggest key. How much business you doing, and how are you paying? Okay. Also, to apply for most online business loans, you will need to be in business for at least 1 year. Most banks require that you be in business for at least 2 years. Be prepared to share your annual revenue. See, there you go. You need to be able to show that. You also need to include your personal and background information. See, there they go. They go dig as well as that of your business partners and other major team members. They don't know who they're giving money to. Want to make sure you ain't nobody that's on the trading with the enemy act. Somebody ain't trying to get no funds to. So you need to be squeaky clean. And if you ain't squeaky clean, then you need to put a face into the business that is. That way that you can get what you want and what you need. Okay, business financiers will check your personal and business line of credit. Be ready to submit copies of your credit scores from at least 3 main business credit reporting agencies. See? They want to know. Make sure your personal and business credit score is as high as it can be and your bills are paid on time. Check your personal and business credit scores before you apply for an unsecured business loan. If your scores aren't as strong as they could be or you see errors, look at the factors affecting them to see if you can address any of them quickly. Okay, before getting an unsecured business loan, weigh the cost against the benefits to make sure it's a sound choice. Mm-hmm. Prepare to handle short repayment periods. Unsecured business loans typically have shorter repayment periods than other forms of financing. Make sure you'll be able to manage the payments. Consider alternatives. Consider what is your personal debt-to-credit ratio. Your net operating income needs to be at least 1.25 greater than your total expenses. And that's key. That's key. Your income being more than your expenses. More, man. People spending more, taking more, putting more out than you're bringing in. Definitely can't do that. So, okay. Okay, so in the summary, we're going to just go back over business credit is important in order to establish your business identity and grow your business. Create a detailed business plan that includes projections and costs. Establish a net 30 trade lines with multiple vendors. That's going to help build your credit score. That's going to increase your chances of qualifying for other types of credit and business loans and lending and whatever not. Make sure that you create the vendor account that you're going to use consistently so you can create your credit limit, increase your credit limits, because the more you pay them and spend with them, the more they give you. So you want to select the vendors that report to different credit bureaus as well, not just to the same one, you know, the different ones. So you have a variety of reporting from different places, at least 3 different agencies. You feel me? You will check your credit reports, your scores on regular with more than one agency, not just one, and make it so see whether your accounts are helping your scores or not, see what's going on there, just like with your personal credit, all right? The biggest key is always paying your invoices on your bills or before the due date. You can pay it on, that's cool, but before the due date, that's going to do you good, all right? Paying early is going to help your business go, your scores go up quick. So that's how that goes. That was that in the nutshell for that. Let's see. I want to go over some other stuff. So we the wealth management, and that's what this is getting you in line for. Credit line. Let's see. Okay. SBA, merchant cash advance, secure cards. Nah, that's too high advance right there. So, yeah, that's really what I just wanted to give y'all on that form right there. Also, on some of the tiers, it's different tier levels for business funding, different tier levels. Okay, so tier one for your net 30 trade lines, and the most of the prerequisites for the tier one is you got to be filed with the Secretary of State, you got to have a DUNS number, and you got to be 411 reliable, meaning, yeah, they be able to verify your business number. So a lot of those companies be like, we talked about Uline, Quill, I don't know if Granger still do it, Gimplers, HB Supply, Seddon, Interstate Batteries, Blue Ribbon Web Hosting, GoPromos. That was one. Now, when you want to go to tier two prerequisite is you got to have a Paydex score. You got to have 5 Dun & Bradstreet trade lines. And you got to have a $250 high trade line. Okay? And then you got to have Equifax and Experian file. You got to have an Equifax and Experian file established. Okay? So that's like your Staples, your Office Depot, your Valero, your Citibank, your city backed gas cards, your Fleet Corp, Citco, meaning your gas cards, your Fleet Corps, Citco, BP, Chevron, then your sales service. When you got a real, not in the prepaid, become a real sales service. Any sales service will fall under the tier two, and then Northern Tool. Those are to name a few. Tier three. The prerequisites for tier three is the same as tier two, except you got to have 7 Dun & Bradstreet trade lines, a $500 high trade line, and 3 trade lines on Experian and Equifax. So that would be Northern Tool, Newegg, most Citibank back store cards, except for like Home Depot. Home Depot not gonna have it. Sears, it requires age, so you got to see how long your business been in there, and Best Buy too. So, and then the 13 store. So those are the few for the tier three. And you just go higher and higher. Each tier go higher and higher. The limits and the same prerequisites as the other ones, but the limits go higher. So in tier four, the prerequisites the same as tier three, but it's plus a two. You got to have a $2,500 high trade line on being reported. You got to have 10 Dun & Bradstreet trade lines on your file, and you got to have 7 trade lines on Equifax and Experian. Some people in that tier is KeyBank. They don't do no pool, with no personal guarantee, no pool. Home Depot, that's how you get your net 30 from Home Depot. Apple Lease, Apple requires age, and Costco requires age. Radio Shack, Sunbelt Rentals, and IKEA, all right? Get them on there and get them limits, all right? That's why it's important to have doing business with different vendors, having them reporting, because you need 10 Dun & Bradstreet trade lines reporting for that, and 7 trade lines all together between Equifax and Experian. So you need to be doing business with people, okay? Tier 5 prerequisites, same as Tier 4. But you got to have a $5,000 high trade line, 15 Dun & Bradstreet trade lines, 10 trade lines on Equifax or Experian. That would be your Lowe's revolving, get your Net 30 through Lowe's, your Amazon revolving, your Wright Express. Then you can get your Home Depot revolving with no pool. They want a personal guarantee, no pool. So Tiger Direct and Macy's. You get your Macy's right there. All right? So, like I said, we just go farther and farther and go all the way down. And then when you want to get to tier eight is when you get on your 40,000 high trade line and you have your financial statement attached to your Dun & Bradstreet. That's why it's the key, because then you're messing with your Ford Motor Credit. Then you start messing with the fleet cars, see? So you want to make sure that build my business later. Yeah, that's how that is. Build my business later. That's what they're going to do. Prerequisites for the 7 is you got to have a $20,000 high trade line and 25 Dun & Bradstreet trade lines and 20 trade lines on Equifax and Experian together. So, hey, man, it's just going to work. It's about doing business, see? It's about doing business with people. And then once you have that, you attach your financial statement. You got at least $40,000 a trade line you didn't got with somebody. Maybe you got a car. Okay, boo-boo, you got one car before it's with somebody through a business. Now that's reporting in your financial statement. Man, you be ready for Big Ford Motor. Yeah, you be ready for the big fleet leasing. You be ready to go get 15 cars, 15 trucks for your business. And that's what this is about. So we just want to get in the habit of spending, redirecting our resources. Don't spend money with nobody who's not reporting. Get in the habit of looking how you're spending your money. You say, okay, well, sure. And you just keep on to spend over there when I could go in there and order. You just got to be more prepared and more ahead of time with your orders and stuff, you know, so you won't be doing nothing on the spur of the moment. Okay, so this is how we go help you with Legal Empowerment Group. Y'all all right up there? This is how we go help you. Okay. We're going to coach you through the process of setting up your business name, the entity. You get your EIN. We'll help you with your address, getting your proper address set up with the right zip code so you won't be discriminated against, with just proper office space or building or whatever so you can get the maximum fundability. We'll help you up with your how to set up your toll-free phone setup and how to set up your fax and your 411 listing. We're going to direct you in the right place so you make sure you have a set up a website and an email address, a business email address, and we're going to do all that. Also, we're going to help you set up your bank account, whatever merchant account we need. We'll do the setup with the Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax, NAF, get your Dun's number set up. All right, now we get you set up with Experian. So you can get your BN number. That's like Dun's got a Dun number. Experian got the BN number. We set you up on that. If you got any inaccuracies, if you got any kind of inaccuracies or whatever on your credit, on your business credit, and even if it's LexisNexis, check systems or whatever, we're going to get in there and get after that and dispute that and get that fixed up for you. We got a lot of vendors. We got a lot of vendors to start off. Just to go start you off, will you be in the 15, around 14 to 15 vendor bracket just starting off? So that's huge in itself, all right? So, like I said, that's what we offering, help you out so you can get SBA loans, so you can get the credit you need, the credit cards, the loans, lines of credit, whatnot. So that's what we're going to do. Remember, 5 accounts reporting. That's going on. That's your retail credit, your store card, your retail credit. And then when you get 8-plus accounts reporting, that's your fleet credit for, you know, your cars, fleet. And then your 14, that's when you get your high cash and auto finance. And that's when you go get financed, all right? So you want to have the 14-plus. Like I said, we'll start that package off the gate. We'll get you into that, all right? So understanding approval standards, that's what we're going to teach you about, the different approval standards that they use to approve people to give them money. You will see the different ways that you have to get around the different discriminatory practices, lending practices that they have. And that's the key to understanding and getting finance. All right? So that's what we're going to do there. I'm just going through here and make sure I got everything to y'all, what I wanted to give you for today. Okay. Yes, you want to get these cars. Yeah, that's probably about it. You know, like I say, okay. Yep, and we'll be back mañana. We'll be back tomorrow. In closing, just to touch up to finish on improving your fundability. It's just making sure your business is set up for funds, to be fundable, for somebody to give you some money. So the fundability factors include the type of entity you have, the type of phone number you use, whether you have a fax number, if your phone number is listed in certain directories, the type of address you use for your business, the type of licensing you may have, the congruency of your records, that's huge, the types of references you have, whether your bank account is set up, the way your website and email are set up, the numbers you have, like your EIN, DUNS, and BIN. Those, all that stuff is important, all right? Making sure that you have, that you clean in places like LexisNexis, they set up right, DUNS and Bradstreet, your experience, the small business financial exchange, Equifax, and check systems, right? Making sure you're checking those for inaccuracies and making sure that everything is congruent and lined up. So that way when lenders pull any one of them files, your files, they're all in the same thing and you won't get red flags for financing because that's just what happened. It goes through a major database and when they don't match up, they grab it three reports and they grab one from this place, they grab one from this place, and they grab one from this place. No different from you calling in somebody to come do something. You want three consultations. So they get three different looks, and they look and see, oh, it's not lined up over here. You got different address over here, different phone number over here, different price, different employees, different this amount of money you're making a year over here. Oh, man, you're a high risk, man. It's some bogus fraudulent embezzlement. You know that's what they're thinking. So you need to be on board and understand that, all right? All right? So you got to remember, LexisNexis and them, and then people tough, man, they keep every home you ever own, every insurance policy, every license, every deed, every mortgage, every, man, you name it. If you got a felony, a misdemeanor, every alias, and if you were married, divorced, every vehicle, VIN number you own, they got all this. If you're the military, every education, degree, they listen, any loan, leases you have, I don't care what kind of public record, bankruptcy, judgment, lawsuit, lien, them people keep the information, they got it in there on you. So that's what you need to understand, the information is being passed around, all right? So we're going to help you build up your business credit so you won't have to be a personal guarantee. And remember, credit limits for consumer credit is down compared to what they give you for business. It's 10 times to 100 times more, all right? So we're going to teach you how to separate your reports from your consumer and your commercial and establish credibility for lenders, suppliers, and credit issuers, okay? So we establish your credibility for lenders, giving you them, right, suppliers, and credit issuers, all right? So that's how that goes down here. So you've been on Blog Talk Radio, the morning here for Suleiman Bay. I thank y'all for coming through. I hope I enlightened y'all with something to help you form your business a little better and understand that there's a lot of things that you're up against that you don't understand. You have to make sure that everything is lined up so you can be funded. And people walking in to lenders and getting stuff, and their paper game is good. You've been out toiling. Your business been in form, and you've been toiling for 10 years, 14, 15 years. You've been toiling, but you don't have yours set up on paper right, so you can't go get no funding. You got to keep using your money. But somebody could go on ahead like myself and understand the paper aspects of it and go get the paper right and get right on the computer and get a business loan. So that's what we want to be able to do. You understand? And you've been out there with a whole business doing what you're doing. You can't get one. You don't understand it. First, you got to spend money to make money. You got to do business with people, and it got to be reported, your financial statements. So with that, like I said, I thank y'all for coming through today on the morning drip with Suleiman Bay. I am going to end with my customary reading. I am going to read a customary reading from the that's what I'm going to do. Get this. Here's from the Holy Quran, okay, of the Moorish Science Temple of America. I'll be remiss without speaking of the Holy Prophet Noble Ju Ali and my lessons in teaching us, but by me so far this far, I'm thankful to Allah for sending us one, a redeemer, avatar, to these shores. I bear witness to that. Okay, so this is what I wanted to enlighten on real fast here, because Yep. Chapter 25, a holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. Ye are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother have given you suck. Let the bonds of affection, therefore, unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when you separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you in love, to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. That's deep. That's the holy covenant that we under. Okay, you know, the people that broke that, warring and killing each other, and it's just all this boiler going on in the world. You got a holy covenant with your brothers and sisters around the world. You know, it's supposed to skin your hand. It's when you say peace and you throw up that the high five, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, that's what you're supposed to skin to your brothers and sisters around the world and uplift fallen humanity, pick people up. But we too busy. We trying to take out people's pocket. We trying to be greedy. No, information is free. Knowledge is free. And understanding and the wisdom you use it, that's what's been costing us. Because we've not been using it right. We've been following the wrong things, the wrong type of intel is going into us. You know, what you take in is what come out, brothers and sisters. So I just, like I said, I just want to thank y'all so much for following me. For y'all in Alaska, for y'all in China, for y'all in Russia, Indonesia, the places that's been tapping in, the different places, Malaysia, the Philippines, different little places be tapping in. Okay, but one, two people. Man, I thank y'all. Thank y'all for allowing me to breathe on you. You feel me? For allowing me to be in your presence, man. And I just ask that y'all to keep coming through. Tell some of your friends or something to come on through. You know, send some suggestions or something. Come on through. Don't forget, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. is the website, and AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com. Those are the websites. You can hit us up. And you got any questions, you got some suggestions, man, whatever it is, just hit it us, and we'll make it happen. So that's how that goes. And thank y'all for coming through in the morning drip. Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bey. Peace and love. Hope to see y'all again, hear from you soon. Peace.